Ladies and gentlemen,
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
Good morning, Michael. Welcome.
Good morning, and lovely to be with your listeners again.
Always, it's good to hear from you. And this morning, of course, you're chatting the Papuda Amendment Bill. So I was like, what? Please help us, Michael.
Well, if ever there was a wakey-wakey moment, then I think this is probably it.
Totally.
Not that you don't know what it is, but yeah, the fact that it is and that it is coming is a moment for wakey-wakey, I think. It stands for Papuda. Right. Let's start with that. It stands with the promotion of equality and the prevention of unfair discrimination. Ooh, act. It's yeah, an acronym, Papuda.
It's
otherwise known
one
as the Equality Act. Now, the reason it was passed was because we have a constitution in South Africa, and Section 9 of the constitution is called the Equality Clause. So effectively, it gives power or teeth to the Equality Clause. And the Equality Clause, among other things, prevents you from being unfairly discriminated against, and it also speaks to hate speech on a number of different grounds. And we have a problem, generally speaking, with the Papuda Act, because although it's obviously designed with good intentions and it specifically was designed to prevent racism and people being discriminated on the grounds of their gender, women particularly, and disabilities and so on, what has happened in reality is that it has often been used by activists. And activists have complained to some of the state institutions like the Human Rights Commission and the Gender Equality Commission and so on, and then persuaded them to take up their cause and then to litigate against the people who they say have unfairly discriminated against them. Mm. So we have to also understand that there's a big difference between discrimination and unfair discrimination, generally speaking. You know, I mean, we discriminate against, you know, children aged 5, for example, won't allow them to drive cars or, you know, own guns or drink alcohol and that sort of thing. And of course, you hear that and you think, well, of course we do. And that's fair enough. And of course, that is true. It is fair discrimination.
Right.
Unfortunately, what the Equality Act does is it really does skew the pitch when it comes to discrimination, because what it basically says is this, that if you can show that on one of 18 grounds, and these are very, very subjective as well, because it includes, the Amendment Act includes, for example, do I believe that I have been prejudiced, or do I believe that my dignity has been in some way undermined? If you can show that, then you have discriminated. And then the burden shifts to the person who's accused of the discrimination to actually prove that it wasn't unfair.
No.
But unfortunately, it's almost impossible to do that. You're in a catch-22 because it's already deemed to be fair. There really are no legal causes that you can raise to defend yourself, because intentionality, whether you intended to or not, whether you meant to or not, whether you even knew that what you were saying was offensive or not, doesn't matter. It's a kind of a strict liability. You are then caught in the net. And that, if you think about it, when it comes to things that you do, things that you say, things that you may write, things that you may broadcast, is a very, very chilling situation. And also bear in mind that one of the amendments also says that any person who causes, encourages, or requests another person to discriminate against another person is deemed to have discriminated against such a person. Hmm. So, in other words, somebody can simply repeat what you say and point the finger back to you, and you're as liable and guilty as they are. It doesn't matter whether you knew they were going to say it or not, or whether they even intended to offend somebody or not.
No.
You get caught in the same net. It's joint and several liability. You're both basically in the crosshairs.
Wow. So that really, really is a wakey-wakey example of some situations. I mean, that is like, wow. Because so often we find ourselves saying these things, and like you said now, I mean, if you say something, somebody can actually just requote you basically and then point the finger back to you. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and so, for example, I mean, I'll give you a possible example.
Mm-hmm.
A church pastor preaches a message and he's teaching on the traditional biblical doctrine of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody in his congregation sets up a wedding venue and they love celebrating weddings. They have no discriminatory views, or they're not, they love all people. They welcome all people to the venue. But when it comes to, say, celebrating a wedding, they believe that a wedding is between a man and a woman, and that's the weddings that they want to celebrate. And in the course of that, a same-sex couple, for example, gets turned away because they say, you're welcome to the venue, but we cannot celebrate something that we fundamentally don't believe is from God. Well, not only are they caught, and we're dealing with a case, the Beloftabos case, where that's exactly what happened, but now you, if they say, well, I learned this doctrine in my church, you, the church, are also going to be liable. Or maybe they heard somebody speaking on CCFM radio on that subject, and they say, yeah, but I heard this on CCFM, and it so inspired me, that's what I did. Well, then CCFM are also in the crosshairs.
Wow. So how will this affect us as a radio station? Well, like radio-wise, how would this affect us?
Well, in other words, everything in that example that I've just given that you might broadcast, if somebody takes what you've done and does something which is unfairly discriminatory, and they say that somehow you caused or encouraged them to do it, which is now the test, you, the radio station, are deemed to have discriminated against such a person. That's what the law says. So now you have to prove that what you said was not unfairly discriminatory, and it's almost impossible to do so. So the net result of this is that basically there was a song by a band called The Police. It's like every move you make, every step you take will be watching you. Anything you do or say, at some point, the hammer may fall. So it really is a very dangerous piece of legislation. There is also no need for it because Papuda itself is also pretty broad and pretty wide. And then we also have the crime of crime and injuria, for example, where if you believe that your dignity has been infringed upon to such a grievous extent that it amounts to a criminal action, you can actually take out a criminal case. And you may remember the racism cases of Vicky Momberg and Penny Sparrow, for instance. So just to maybe say, when this came out, it came out on the 26th of March, the Department of Justice, who have drafted this legislation, gave until May the 12th for submissions, which was very, very short. But they have agreed now to accept written submissions until June the 30th. And so we, 4SA, are going to be putting out a series of short videos because it's not the easiest thing to understand. But when you do understand it, it like one thing compounds upon the other, compounds upon the other. It gets more and more concerning every little section of it you hear. And we've only dealt with about maybe, 50% of it today. And we asked for a general extension. Strange enough, the Department of Justice said no, because the department needs to deal with this matter urgently. That's what they said when they wrote to us. They said, why is there an urgency to this? Why is it urgent? There is no urgency to this. Well, there should be, or there shouldn't be, rather. And it is going to affect every single South African. It will literally reframe the type of society that we live in, because nothing that you do and nothing that you say can potentially not get you into trouble. And let's be honest, the sanctions are pretty severe. It's literally at the point of a gun, because if you get fined, and this is a civil matter, so you get fined, but your fines can be pretty extensive. The Beloftabos venue I mentioned to you, the wedding venue, they're being sued for 2 million rand. There's another case going on under the Equality Act at the moment. This is the Papuda Act at the moment, and this is the one that is in place now, not one that is to come, where a young evangelist simply made the statement in public, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and a Hindu society basically took him on and said that that amounted to hate speech and was unfair discrimination and Hindu bashing. And they're also asking him for 200,000 rands worth of damages. Somebody's asking for 100,000. I mean, everybody just climbs in. So do not think that you can walk with immunity in this situation. And increasingly, if this Papuda Act and Amendment Bill goes through and it becomes law, then you will literally, you've no idea when the hammer's going to fall. It's like everybody's watching you all the time.
Oh, my hat. Thank you so much, Michael. I know we can actually chat forever about this topic, but unfortunately, this is where we're going to have to leave it this morning. But thank you so much for this. Of course, where can people get more deeds or information and follow you on this case?
Well, definitely go to our website. We're going to be producing a series of videos and short articles to help people to understand it. We're going to be producing a pro forma submission, so people who want to object, and we believe we must massively object to this, can also exercise their democratic right. Our website, www.forsa.org.za, and also our Facebook page, Freedom of Religion SA.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Michael. Have an awesome day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.